Breakfast with Martin Fester.
So, Liesl, you say you're not really scared of a spider? You're not an arachnophobe.
What's with the music, first of all?
I'm about to tell you a story about a spider.
Nee, ek sien bang vir 'n spinnekop.
Do we have to keep talking about this?
Am I? Am I given a problem with the spinnekop?
I kind of feel like it's really not necessary.
Well, they are.
Ons kan oor rappie praat.
Let me tell you, spiders are very necessary. Look, I'm not big on spiders. I'm not going to kill one, but no. I'm not going to hold one. I'm not...
You're not going to let it walk on your arm?
No.
You know, like at school they used to come to an exhibit. No?
I'm not keen on any... Like, too many things in life being on me.
So I don't know how I feel about this music and the topic together.
For it to be on me, it needs to be, you know... good looking. So I'm not big on having things on me
that are hairy and have lots of legs and stripes and
No, I'm not. But I must say ek is grurig oor 'n incident wat plaasgevind het toe ek nog by my ma was as 'n kind. We had these big rain spiders. My parents had these, what do you call these, vines in the yard. Lots of ferns. And vines.
Kan ek op 'n frek oor daai goed.
Our yard was full of little things that spiders love to be in, right? So they would come into the house quite often, those big rain spiders. They're completely harmless, but they catch you by surprise. And the one morning, I opened the curtain, and the spider was obviously sitting on the curtain, on the rail. So when I moved the curtain... it fell onto my neck. I can imagine, if you're not expecting this, it's after the slap. Spider falls on your neck. And I will never ever forget that sensation when the spider, because obviously it could have tried to kind of grip on.
Ooh.
And I tell you now, I started in my room and I ended up on the other side of the house in like a split second. So once you've had that kind of encounter, I think, with the spider, then it probably puts you off. It's like these people, you always read about them, that end up eating the spider in their sleep.
Yes, or the spider starts living in their ear. Or in their nose.
How does that even happen?
Elma's dying.
Nee. It was jy nie.
Yeah, I know, right? I don't care.
Clean people. Jeez. I go to bed, Coco climbs in the ear.
It's impossible for me. Impossible for me. I don't care how the world feels about earbuds. I use them. It's going to clamber on. But we're not the only people.
Last year, I got bitten by a spider on my back, and it actually left, it actually created sacs in my back. I had to get it surgically removed because it was just getting bigger and bigger, and to this day, I don't know what spider it was. I didn't get sick, it was isolated to one specific area, but yeah, it was pretty gross.
With Martin Fester.
I love you, I love your show, I love your team.
6 to 9 weekdays.